Four people accused in a panhandle murder plot were arraigned in court. State lawmakers still have to figure out how to close a gap in proposed budgets. And health data about indigenous populations might not be accurate. I'm Deborah Ashar with the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, April 17th. Four people accused of killing two Kansas women in Oklahoma's panhandle had their first court appearance today. KGOU's Logan Layden reports one of the suspects, Tiffany Adams, is the Cimarron County GOP chair.
Authorities found two bodies in rural Texas County in the Oklahoma Panhandle, which have now been positively identified as Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly. Adams was apparently involved in a custody battle over Butler's children. The situation is still not fully clear, but Oklahoma GOP party chairman and state senator Nathan Dom released a statement Tuesday saying the Oklahoma Republican Party has no personal relationship with or knowledge of the individuals accused in the crime, while also acknowledging Adams' role as chair in Cimarron County. Dom went on to ask for prayers for the family and the children who have been, quote, devastated by this horrible tragedy. I'm Logan Layden.
State lawmakers are advancing a bill to modify the statute of limitations on certain crimes. We get details from KGOU's Hannah France.
Republican Senator Jessica Garvin, Senate Bill 1658 would eliminate the statute of limitations for rape when DNA evidence or a confession comes to light. Currently, the statute of limitations for rape is 12 years in cases where the victim is 18 or older. The bill passed the Senate floor unanimously in March and passed unanimously again on the House floor on Monday after an amendment was added to extend the statute of limitations on the dissemination of revenge porn from 12 years to 20. In a press release, Garvin said this is a, quote, common sense measure that will allow Oklahoma to be tough on heinous crimes such as rape. The bill now returns to the Senate to approve the amendment. I'm Hannah France.
A fight over Oklahoma's budget at the state capitol continues. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has more on a $1 billion gap between lawmakers in the House and Senate.
The House's budget plan accounts for a 0.25% income tax cut, which the Senate made sure to leave out of its budget proposal last month. House Speaker Charles McCall says an income tax cut is a must-have for House Republicans.
You know, we're not going to give up on tax cuts. I think it's a priority for the House. And so that's going to be something that we're going to be very serious about in our discussions with the Senate.
Senate Republicans have consistently objected to more tax cuts after slashing the state's portion of the sales tax on groceries. Still, the House and Senate should have what they need to begin negotiations with the governor on a final state budget in the neighborhood of $12 or $13 billion. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
In addition to the budget, House Republicans released an online dashboard to compare different budget plans to government agencies' requests. For a link to that dashboard and more, visit KGOU.org. When the CDC counts Native American respondents to health surveys, they're sometimes underreporting the actual number of people who make up the data. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Katie Hallam reports that in at least one survey, indigenous populations are underrepresented.
A team of Native American researchers based in Tulsa analyzed the CDC's Youth Risk Behavioral Surveillance System data results. The Oklahoma State and University of Oklahoma researchers discovered that when respondents answered they were more than one race, they were funneled into a single multiracial or ethnic category. Consequently, less than 15% of all Native participants were properly accounted for. The researchers say this matters because statistical collection affects federal resource distribution. That in turn could impact health, social, and behavioral outcomes for indigenous people. The team recommends the CDC take a more nuanced approach toward collecting data, and studies that utilize their numbers look at the complexities of the populations surveyed. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Hallam.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, KGOU.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.